You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
And so we are here on our scripture spotlight space in this year, our study hour, looking at the conversation around the great controversy as we conclude our Bible principle for the week. We've been looking at the origins of sin. We've covered the impact on our history. But the great news is that the great controversy will end. Yes, it might be great, but it will come to a close. And it is not an eternal struggle, right? That's the beauty of it. Prophecy shows us that the final acts of this drama will revolve around choice. Who will we worship? Who will you worship? And who will I worship? And which authority will we then decide to follow? As the world nears the return of Jesus, the second coming is imminent. The Bible warns of a final showdown that will vindicate God's love and his character forever. As we wrap up our lesson, we're going to be exploring the final chapter of the Great Controversy, the hope of the second coming and the destruction of evil, including, of course, that promise of the new heaven and the new earth. So do join us as we study together. +27 73 470 3520 is the number where you can find yourself adding your voice to this conversation, asking a question or sharing a comment as we study together. On the line is Pastor Alfred Kakoma, who's been with us this week, and he's here again to just wrap up the lesson with us. Maruti, good morning to you, and thank you for coming through.
Good morning to you and good morning to our listeners.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Truly appreciate you. Truly appreciate you. As we jump into our conversation, wrapping up our lesson here, we've covered the bulk of the study, but we want to know, is it going to be like this forever? How does the book of Revelation map out, especially the final stages of this great controversy?
Yeah, so the book of Revelation gives us the culmination of the great controversy.
Yeah.
It writes how big and how at its peak what will happen and inevitably what will happen after the end of the controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Some of the things that you is that as we look at Revelation 13 and 14, it talks about the culmination of the coming of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
And for the coming of Christ, you have an option that is given to those that live here on earth. The first choice is to either choose the mark of the beast or choose the seal of God. Now, Revelation 13 and 14 highlights that the mark of the beast is not going to be about coercion. It's going to be about a choice that we make over our lives.
Mm.
I think that is how the book really of Revelation maps out how the great controversy actually happens.
Okay. That's fascinating. That is fascinating indeed, and we cannot wait to see it play out. And thankfully, with Christ on our side, because by ourselves we will not be able to stand that great conflagration. But you see, often we hear, especially the Adventist faith members, talk about the third angel's message, which is really not an Adventist message, but a biblical message coming out of Revelation 14. What is this message about, and how does it relate to this controversy? Is there a link? Is there a connection?
So Revelation 14, verse 9 to verse 12, is where you find the third angel's message.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a warning against false worship.
Okay.
It is calling for people to be patient and endure as they keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
So the angel's message is a warning against bowing down to fake systems.
Okay.
That is worshiping the beast image and his mark on his forehead. And those that drink of the wine of Babylon, which is actually a characterization of the false doctrines that Babylon will actually preach. Mm. So the third angel's message is calling us against this false worship to true worshiping of God. Yeah. Mm.
The true worship of God. Yeah. And I think that is very key. We need to be people who are found with a verity. Many hear especially when you look at these messages out of Revelations, you talk about chapter 12, chapter 13, chapter 14. There is a mention, especially in chapter 13, of the mark of the beast. And of course, it's a cause for concern, especially looking at the curses that chapter 14 would bring across to this mark of the beast and those who possess it. How does the Great Controversy Framework help explain what the actual issue is in a proper sense?
Yeah, so the actual major issues when you read in Revelation 13 actually around worshiping the beast and his authority. So it's not a cohesion. It's not it's nothing in comparison with what we have seen on television. But it's all about the choices. Remember when we were talking about how the Great Controversy enters and allows human beings to walk into that mm-hmm. arena.
Mm-hmm.
We human beings walked in not out of coercions, but they walked in out of the choices that they made.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
walking we also, and the completion, culmination, we also have to be a choice that people make to walk away or mm-hmm. stay in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We will need to choose. What does vindicating the character of God mean? When you talk about the Great Controversy, and I think you were explaining this earlier in the week as we were going through the introductory phases of this conversation, to say, you know what, one of the allegations that laid upon God and his character will need to be vindicated. What does that actually mean, though? And how does that happen in the end, marking the end of this controversy?
So vindicating God means that proving that God's ways were just and true all along the way.
Okay.
It happens when the universe sees that sin leads only to death and God's mercy was inexhaustible. So it's when the world begins to realize that, you know, sin promises many things, freedom, excitement, enlightenment. But at the end of the day, it is nothing that one could actually write home about.
Mm.
But on the contrary, we are also seeing the fact that God's name should be vindicated in that people should see that God is merciful and that God is loving and kind and he does not easily give up on you and I.
Mm.
In a nutshell, that is what would define to be vindicating God, where his character is fully understood. And by the way, when you do not fully understand who God is and his character, you will not worship him mm-hmm. honestly. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that is true. And I like this idea you're bringing across of fully understanding who God actually is. And then sadly, in today's day, you'll find that a lot of people, when they talk about understanding God, they go by hearsay, right? They want to just listen to what pastors say. So if Pastor Alfred says this is who God is, they then run with that. If a certain bishop or a certain papa says this is who God is, they then run with that. If a certain atheist says this is who God is, they run with that. And seldom do we take time to pause and listen to and for ourselves. And I guess this is one of the things that you've been emphasizing in the week, to say the Great Controversy, in as much as it is a cosmic war between God and Satan, you and I need to make a decision about this on a personal level. Who are we going to, especially what we're talking about today, who am I on a personal level going to worship? Who am I going to believe? And whose word am I going to follow? Whose authority am I going to find myself under? And it can't be on hearsay. I have to search out. I have to seek out. I have to verify. I have to clarify. And like you're saying, yeah, vindicate the character myself, by myself, and say, is this word true? Will I believe its report or will I not? Based on the evidences and on the facts. You know, if the evidence is saying that the conflict, the war, the battle, the controversy is between God and Satan, and we are saying God is going to be victor, is going to be the winner at the end of day, then what is the ultimate fate of Satan? What is going to happen to evil? What's going to happen to sin, which was this invader into the universe of God? What will happen to all these concepts or to these beings and to these things according to this belief of this Bible principle?
Yes, so when you read in Revelation 12:20, verse 10 to 15, it actually gives us the ultimate end for Satan and angels.
Mm-hmm.
Because it gives us a picture that sin will be destroyed forever in the lake of fire.
Okay.
And it will leave a clean universe where affliction shall not arise up the second time. God himself will not allow us to walk through such kind of circumstances. So when the devil destroyed, it will be total destruction, never to see or experience sin again in our lives.
Yeah.
That is the picture that the Bible gives us in Revelation 20, verse 10 to 5. To 15.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what a picture. What a picture. And maybe then as we draw towards the close, how should understanding this massive conflict change how a person lives their life today?
So the great controversy basically gives us a perspective that this controversy should not be about us as individuals, where we take a lot of issues very personal.
We should also
shift our focus from thinking that we are only but victims, but rather we are participants. Participating with God. And so this inspires hope. It inspires the sense of agency to preach the word of God.
Yeah.
This also helps us to be committed to stay loyal to God despite the trials that we go through. Mm. It gives us a perspective of understanding the world that we live in, that yes, we do not live in a world that is all-embracing, but even when it looks embracing right now, the only things that we have is that the devil wants to destroy the relationships that we are building, destroy our families, and destroy everything. But ultimately, when we understand this, it will help us to deal more graciously with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
If we err, it will help us not to take too personal certain things that others have injured and done to us. It will help us to also develop a stronger relationship with God, knowing that without Him, we cannot actually live and we cannot sustain our lives.
Yeah.
So we stay grounded because of our belief and our resolve that God is capable of protecting us wherever we are, and that the enemy is looking out for us, but God is ultimately in charge of this world. That would be my concluding remarks.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi. God is ultimately in charge and will be the victor when all is said and done. And I think that's a very important call. Well, Pastor, we want to just appreciate you once again for taking the time to study with us, to take us through this conversation and to help us make sense of it all. And we pray that we will be found worthy and also found on the right side of things when Christ comes to usher this controversy to a close. Thank you, Mfundisi.
Thank you, my leader. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And that's how we wrap up our lesson with our pastor, Alfred Kakoma, hoping that you have been benefited. And of course, these are some challenging topics, and some of the things we've uttered here, we understand, might not be easy to digest, might not be easy to just accept, but we are challenging you in actual fact to say, why don't you study the word? Why don't you look at the scriptures from an open perspective and really try to find out if these things are not so, right? And that's our invitation always, to say, have that Berean spirit to go and study if these things are so. But when all is said and done, be sure to be found on Christ's side. Be sure to be found under the banner of King Emmanuel. Thank you so much for studying with us. We want to invite you, if you've got any other further comments, if any further questions, do send them through to us, +27 73 470 3520. That's +27 73 470 3520, and we'll definitely be sure to ensure that you get an opportunity to get an an understanding of what you're doing and how you can get the answers that you need.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.